My name is Aaron Gerald, and this is my professional perspective of the three principles. There are three principles that explain the human condition and how we think. They are mind, thought, and consciousness. The first of these is mind. It is expressed in the fact that we are alive. Mind is, in essence, the energy of life. The second of these is thought. It is our ability to create both ideas and mental images from that energy. And the third is consciousness. Simply put, it's our ability to experience what we believe is real, our perceived reality. All of us are thinkers. We're born thinking, and this allows us to make our way through life. The quality of our lives is determined by the quality of our thoughts. This is because it's how we see and experience everything moment to moment. When we become aware of these principles, it is an extremely freeing experience. It shatters the long-held attachment to the belief that we are stuck with any particular way of thinking. Think of it this way. We are not merely victims of circumstance or even our past, but instead we are in control of the way we experience life. Oh sure, life happens. It takes place all around us every moment, but it is our thinking about what takes place that defines our experiences. Our experiences are the result of our thinking, and by extension, our belief and state of mind. An understanding of these principles allows us to see that our feelings, or more accurately, our state of mind, as an indicator of the quality of our thinking at that exact moment. This boldly stands in opposition to the previously held belief that our feelings are the way we feel in response to actual reality. A stressed or negative state of mind produces a negative mood or emotional state of mind, which can lead to increased levels of tension, insecurity, and or emotional discomfort. This discomfort can now be understood to be simply an indicator that we need to calm and quiet our current thinking. As we learn to identify and trust our emotional state of mind, we can catch ourselves earlier and earlier in the process of negative thinking. This can reduce instances of getting stuck in a chronically stressful state of mind, anxiety, depression, or even worse. Recognizing the signal to quiet our thinking, we can let negative thoughts simply pass. As our minds slow down, our feelings can change, and what we perceive as our reality changes as well. We then naturally regain our ability to address what is happening in our lives from a more hopeful and optimistic place. Once we recognize that innate well-being and health is always constant and within our reach, we are able to navigate the myriad of variability of our thinking without allowing extremely negative thinking to frighten us or allowing excessively positive thinking to deceive us. This creates space for us to be grateful in moments of exhilaration and graceful in moments of distress. The understanding of these three principles empowers us to embrace all of our thinking as a beautiful gift and a precious slice of life's pie.